The Yorkton Terriers let an early 3-goal lead slip away but eventually came back to beat the Nipawin Hawks 6-5 in overtime on Tuesday night. Carter Briltz scored his 2nd goal of the game on the power play in overtime for the Terriers, who also got a 1-goal, 3-assist night from Keenan Ingram. J.Y.E. Zawatsky, Thierry Laliberté, and Thomas Rise scored for the Terriers, while Aiden Bruce, Carter Anderson, Will Witter, Connor Ryan, and Brady Seabrook replied for the Hawks. Terriers netminder Ethan Farrow made 36 saves on 41 shots to earn his 11th win of the season, while Nathan Claydon stopped 27 of 33 in the loss. The Terriers are slated to return to action on Tuesday against the Weyburn Red Wings, while the Hawks visit the LaRonge Ice Wolves on Friday to begin a home-and-home series. Elsewhere, the Melville Millionaires dropped their 4th straight on Tuesday, a 6-4 defeat to the Weyburn Red Wings at the CN Community Center. The Red Wings stormed out to a 3-0 lead after the first on goals from Jonah Beard, Turner McIntyre, and Wyatt Lacoste. The Mills cut their deficit within 1 with a couple of second-period goals from Evan Leedon and Gabrick Carlson before Leedon tied it up early in the 3rd. But Weyburn went on to score 3 straight from Liam Fitzgerald, Jackson Ruthven, and Blake Betson before Liam Rodman scored in the final minute for Melville. Angelo Zahl picked up the win for Weyburn in goal, stopping 38 of 42 shots, while Luke Brunin started for Melville and allowed 3 goals on 12 shots before he was relieved by Nick Jeanette, who made 22 saves on 24 shots in relief. The Moneymen returned to the ice on Friday night, visiting the Estevan Bruins at Affinity Place. Other Tuesday game in Wynyard, Edouard Gauthier earned the 40-save shutout while Landon Stroma and Marek Mamik each had 1 goal and 1 assist to lead the Humboldt Broncos to a 4-0 victory over the Notre Dame Hounds. Spencer Borsos made 51 saves on 55 shots in the losing cause.